So you have a choice in a startup. The best thing of all worlds would be to build a product that a lot of people really love. In practice, you can't usually do that because a big company, if there's an opportunity like that, Google or Facebook will do it. So there's like a limit to the area under the curve of what you can build. And you can either build something that a lot of users like a little bit, or you can build something that a small number of users love a lot. And like the total amount of love is the same. It's just a question of how it's distributed. And there's like this law of conservation of how much happiness you can put into the world with the first product of a startup. And so startups always struggle with which of those two they should go. And they seem equal, right? Because the area under the curve is the same. But we've seen this time and again that they're not, and that it's so much easier to expand. Once you've got something that some people love, you can expand that to something that a lot of other people love. But if you only get ambivalence or sort of like weak enthusiasm and then try to expand that, you'll never get up to a lot of people loving it. So the advice is find a small group of users and make them really love what you're doing. Does that make sense? All right. One way that you know when this is working is that you'll get growth by word of mouth. If you make something people love, people will tell their friends about it. This works for consumer products and enterprise products as well. When people really love something, they tell their friends about it, and you'll see organic growth. If you find yourself talking about how it's okay that you're not growing because there's a big partnership that's going to come save you or something like that, it's almost always a sign of real trouble. Sales and marketing are really important, and we're going to have two classes on them later. But if you don't have some early organic growth, then your product probably isn't good enough yet. A great product is the secret to long-term growth hacking. You should get that right before you worry about anything else. It doesn't get easier to put off making a great product. If you try to build a growth machine before you have a product that some people really love, you're almost certainly going to waste your time. Breakout companies almost always have a product that's so good that it grows by word of mouth. Over the long run, great products win. Don't worry about your competitors raising a lot of money and what they may do in the future. They probably aren't very good anyway. Very few startups die from competition. Most die because they themselves fail to make something users love. They spend their time on other things. So worry about this above all else.